I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hey guys, it's Andy. It's OC premiere night. We've got Shannon Bedore and Tamara Judge in the clubhouse. I'm wearing seersucker. I'm drinking tequila. We're going to play a... We're going to the terrace to do a, obstacle course. It's going to be a really fun night. I'm glad you're joining us. How about that? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange,
you. Aren't you glad it's the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Orange County on Watch What Happens Live with Tamara Judge and Shannon Bedore now? Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on OC premiere night with two women who hold oranges for a living and sometimes fantasize about grinding each other to a pulp. I am so pumped to have them both here tonight. Say hi to Real Housewives of Orange County, Tamara Judge and Shannon Bedore. Cheers.
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 Tequila.
To season 13. Can't believe season 13.
I know, right?
That's another story. And I would totally bow down to tonight's guest bartender if I wasn't too tipsy to stand back up. Here to celebrate International Drag Day, it is the season 10 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race and the youngest winner in history. Say hi to Aquaria. Yeah! Hi, Aquaria. Great to see you. And I just want to get Aquaria, tell us about your hair.
I mean, I usually have my oranges all tucked away, so I decided... throw a little on my head.
Nice.
How is my head?
How nice is that? And how old are you, Aquaria?
22.
Wow. Congratulations. Everyone was so excited.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. I want to get started and say with some sad news. We found out that Annabelle from Ladies of London passed away. We just found out today. Don't have a lot of details, but just we want to send our love to her family. She was unique and spirited and really wonderful to watch and to know, and we're just torn up about it here. Switching gears, we have some new faces on the OC this season, and I'm not just talking about Gina and Emily. Vicky got another new one to celebrate season 13. Ladies, what is your reaction to Vicky's latest face?
I think it looks great.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah,
it really does.
She just got rid of this.
She looks good.
Did she have that?
She did.
And now I'm going to be the one left with it. So thank you. To peel that banana.
By the way, but Shannon, hold on. Yeah. Stand up because you look...
Yes.
How much have you lost?
Okay, so this time, I've lost the most that I have so far. I called Tamara the other day, or I texted you and said I'm about to cry, because it's the lowest. So it's 24 pounds, and this time, we're not going to go back up. We're going down.
Nice. You look beautiful at any weight,
well,
I will say that.
You're very kind, Andy.
Yes. Tamara and Shannon are ready to spill the Orange County, but before we get to your questions, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Shannon and David Bedore announced their divorce back in December, but as we saw in tonight's OC premiere, Shannon is not quite out of the woods yet. Take a look.
I am worried about my future with David as co-parents. David and I communicate through text and email, and they aren't pleasant. It's my job to keep it in so that it doesn't spill over to my kids. So it's hard. You're married for 17 years and you find out that a little less than 3 months after that marriage ends that your husband's with someone that... I know what you're...
Well, I think it's time to take the ring off.
I got it! And I feel naked, but it's gone. It's gone.
All right. Well, here's what, Shannon. I have a few questions about where things stand between the two of you. When was the last time you and David were in the same room?
In the court room.
In the court.
In the court. I have to say, he came by the other day to see. He took Archie. He has Archie right now. And he came by, and I was about to go on my walk, and I lifted up my Cut Fitness shirt. I go, take a look at this. I showed the way. And I don't know why.
What did he say?
And Stella and Adeline were in the car. They go, Mom, wow. So, God, I'm sure you're watching.
How did he react?
He just goes, oh.
And your girlfriend.
He goes, oh, congratulations.
Wow. Did you guys sign a prenup?
No.
Are you going to file for alimony?
Well, I mean,
she's already getting it.
Oh, you're getting
it. Fair settlement. Yeah. That's all I want.
You said you on the show you keep your communication with David to usually to texts and emails, but it's not pleasant. What are you guys fighting about?
There's just a lot of anger on one side.
On your side?
Nope.
What's he angry about? He's got a girlfriend and
I don't know.
Is he still with that girlfriend?
Yes.
Have you met her?
No.
Have the kids met her?
Yes.
And what do they say?
They're okay with her. Sophie's meeting her tomorrow night for the first time.
Oh, for the first time. Wow.
Yeah.
How many dates have you been on since divorcing David?
A few. There was one person I dated for like a blip and a couple.
I think she's on a date tonight.
No, I'm not. Well, I just stop.
I think he's in the audience.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure. It's right there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Second, you screamed at... Wow, she turned red. Second, you screamed at...
I heard she got a bikini wax.
This is what she does to me all the time. All the time.
Second, you screamed at the sight of Freddy Krueger. Michael Myers kept you up at night. But I would argue that there's nothing scarier or more deeply chilling than the Orange County Housewives on an aerial ropes course.
Oh, geez.
Watch if you dare. This is so funny.
Oh, Lord, help me. Really? Am I doing anything?
Is it scary in there?
Oh my God, this is scary.
I don't need to prove this to anybody. I'm good. I'm strong.
Oh, it's going to take me.
What's going on?
Scared.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay? What if I die? Tell my kids I love them.
Tell my kids I love them. Here's what, the ladies look like they're playing nice, but go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, do you think Shannon and Tamara's truce with Vicky will last?
Oh,
yes or no? This was interesting because I was talking to some people at Bravo about this the other day. I mean, seeing what happened seeing the way Vicky reacted to your...
Yes.
News of your separation.
Yeah, it's authentic.
That to me was the moment where I was like, I think they're going to be okay.
That was the first time that I really felt like she was like...
Remorse.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Looks like you think, yes, this is going to last.
Well, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun this season.
A lot of fun.
Right.
So much fun, I break my foot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We don't remember.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I'm still trying to remember how I broke my foot.
You're going to find out in about 2 weeks. Finally, now that Shannon is single, I have no doubt that she could land a new man as swiftly and effortlessly as she can land 9 lemons in a bowl. But what types of men give her good energy vibrations, and what would send her crying to Dr. Moon? Here's what. Let's find out with a round of Doe Wheel Breakers. I'm going to spin the Doe Wheel. Shannon, if you're into it, tell me if you would be Bedore off with or without it. Okay, so what about a guy who doesn't believe in crystal energy?
That's okay.
That's okay. All right.
I'm a little wacky. I get it.
Okay. Hates feng shui.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it anyways.
Okay. Yeah, you'll do it anyway. Makes less money than you.
Not a problem.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really?
Oh. Okay. Doesn't like PDA. Doesn't like PDA.
I was raised no PDA, but I kind of like it now.
Oh.
Kind of like the touch.
Loves to sext.
Yes.
What is that?
Sex, like sexy text messages.
She's not very tech.
Okay. Loves the Housewives. Is a big Housewives fan.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Some kind of.
Like, missing a front tooth.
No.
I'm missing.
Okay.
No,
she draws the line up there.
No, I'm not. Okay. And I'm not going to replace it like somebody else on our cast.
Oh, but I love you, Vicky.
Vicky's missing a front tooth.
Brooks.
Yeah. Sorry. Vicky replaced it. Right.
Vicky, you know I love you.
Has kids. A guy who has kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go to the phones. Kaden from my home state, Missouri, is on the phone.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Kaden, what's your question?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
My question is, what was your guys' reaction when Brooks got married?
Oh, reaction to Brooks getting married.
Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, who really cares?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just glad he can't be with Vicky anymore.
Nicholas Lear wants to know, Shannon, did you purposefully squish Vicky's fingers on the obstacle course?
No, until I watched the footage, I had no idea what I was doing. I was trying to freaking save my life.
Yes, it was life-threatening.
Yeah.
Keshus Christ said, which housewife from season 12 did you miss the most during season 13?
Oh.
Megan, Lydia, Peggy.
Oh, definitely.
Megan. The other two.
You mean you don't miss Peggy?
No.
Definitely Megan. And
Megan.
The 100th housewife.
Shannon.
Was a fail.
She can put that on her tombstone. She can put that on her tombstone, and I think it'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon, Nancy E. emailed, when you were on Jeff Lewis Live on Radio Andy, Jenny and Jeff read your horrible text messages that were sent to you by David. What was his reaction to that?
It wasn't pleasant.
No.
Yes.
So he actually texted Jeff for weeks, and then Jeff would read those nasty texts
on the air.
His radio show.
Yes.
So, you know, let's all learn a lesson here, people.
What's the lesson?
Don't text, because
that's the lesson.
That stays as evidence forever.
Jeff will read it on the air.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dakota from Ohio, Iowa. Hey, Dakota, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, my question's for Shannon.
Okay.
And I just want to know if she has talked to David's mother since the divorce.
Did I talk to her for like a year or two before?
Nope.
Yeah. Let's go to Nick from California. Hey, point? Nick, what's your question?
Oh, hey there, Andy.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your question, buddy?
Hey, Shannon. Hey, Tamara. God, you girls both look beautiful.
Oh,
I'm
thank
so excited
you.
To see you guys tonight. Shannon, you look like you're... I just love you. You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your question, pal? What's your question?
Tamara, do you have any relationship with Sydney? And is Spencer going to be on Rock for this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working with my relationship with my daughter. And Spencer, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Spencer did film the season, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that. On next week's Orange County, Vicky and Eddie have a sit-down, and contrary to Vicky's rumors about Eddie, they don't have a gay old time. Here's a sneak peek.
The biggest effect he had on spreading the rumor is our relationship.
It was a nice day when my son came home and said, his friend at school said, I didn't know that your stepdad was gay.
Sorry, please. Okay, can you not say that anymore that loud?
What was said was said. Feelings were hurt.
If
I'm
you
trying
accept
to understand
mine, if you
where
would,
it started. So it
where it started was,
again.
Yeah. I didn't have my best friend, but then she turned on me, and then you turned on me.
This is so typical of Vicky. She blames everybody for the things that come out of her mouth. She needs to stop.
Okay, this is something interesting happens there. How is Eddie doing?
He's okay. He's not good, but he's okay.
He just had another surgery, right?
He had another procedure on his heart, and he's healing, but it has set him into what's called a flutter, and his heart rate is extremely high, and he's on a lot of medication, so it doesn't look like the procedure worked. So...
Wow, this is so intense, what he's going through.
It is.
How's his mental health?
He's dealing the best he can. He's a pretty positive person. Yeah.
And he also loves exercise.
He's a cyclist.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're finding out this does happen to a lot of cyclists, professional cyclists. They pump so much blood through their heart, and it just causes electrical problems.
B-R-B, be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Watch What Happens Live. It's Andy on the Bravo Clubhouse Terrace. Say hi to Real Housewives of Orange County, Tamara Judge and Shannon Bador. Great to see you. You've changed into your obstacle gear.
Yeah.
I love it, but yet you're both still wearing your diamonds. I love it.
Do I need to be next to this body? Thank you, Andy.
You look great.
You look good.
What are you talking
about?
I know, but whatever. Okay, let's go.
You look great.
We'll get you in booty shorts next year.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
We love the obstacle course so much on the show tonight that it is game time on our terrace. The ladies had such a tough time on the ropes course in OC that I thought I would give them a little do-over. So we built our very own OC-themed obstacle course right here called We're Going to Andales! Tamara and Shannon, they're going to have to navigate their way to meet Vicky and Aquaria at Andales. But they have to pass through a series of iconic OC staples first. They'll have to successfully throw wine in cardboard Gina Keogh's face. Sorry, Gina, we love you. No.
Really?
No, she doesn't. I love her. And they're going to have to throw 9 lemons in a hot male model's bowl and dig for Tamara's lost implant in our makeshift Sandy Beach. Do not break the implant, though. It is Tamara's real old implant. Whichever one of my guests makes it to Vicky and Aquaria at Andales first will whoop it up to victory. The loser will be sentenced to an eternity of love tank emptiness. Ladies, are you ready? Come over here.
Okay.
All right. On your mark, get set, go. Oh, poor Gina. I hate this. Okay, throw. Okay, 9 in a bowl. Okay, you both have 1, you both have 2, you both have 3. Shannon has 4, 5. Tamara has 4, 6. No cursing, 7, 8. Shannon, got it. Go, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Get the implant. Get the implant. Oh, she got it. Shannon's in Andales. Do not break that implant.
Oh, okay, take it.
Oh, my God.
Take it.
Good job. Aquaria, she got it.
Bam.
By the way, would you like to be reacquainted with your old implant?
She told me I need an implant.
I just fully saw your boob.
I got it.
Can you believe you carried that around with you for so long?
She told me that I need a breast implant.
No.
I didn't say that.
or a lift.
She said that her boobs go down to here and she's dating, she should get a lift. And I said yes.
Is she saying too much?
Stop it.
That's why.
No.
So, she blames me. I didn't say to get it.
Who jobs? Shannon is, or Tamara is wearing the implant.
Okay, can I say to my partner? Yes. You rock.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great job.
Oh, no.
You know, I was going to ask what's going on with Ryan and his wife. Are they totally...
Well, they're not married. They never got married.
Okay.
But they're not together anymore.
They're not together
anymore. No, they just share custody of Ava.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. It's Joy from Pennsylvania. Hey, Joy, what's your question?
Hi, girls. I wanted to say everybody looks phenomenal. You girls are stunning. And you too, Andy.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so here's my question. It's sad whenever people announce divorce and separations, but Tamara, what are your thoughts on the Bellinos announcing their divorce?
Well, I think, like you said, it's sad when anybody announces a divorce. I have not talked to Alexis or Jim in...
Since you saw Alexis at AC2?
Yes, right? AC2 in Costa Mesa.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
By the way, AC2 is coming to L.A. in December and Las Vegas in October. So please...
And it's freaking hilarious.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Matheny wants to would like Tamara to address the comments she made about Doug being in the closet since she was so upset about Vicky doing it to
her. Well, it's a totally different situation, and it was a stupid thing for me to say. We were at the Improv. We were poking fun of people, and they posted a picture of him coming out in these very short shorts and this very compromising... kind of pose, and I just cracked a joke. It was...
We're just having fun.
Yeah, we were just... It was the Improv. That's what you do. You poke fun at people.
Were you doing stand-up at the Improv?
Heather McDonald was.
Oh, okay.
Podcast. So,
yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because it made me remember when Slade did stand-up.
Yeah. And he poked fun at me and Vicky.
We're not stand-up comedians.
No, I mean, sometimes, but...
Right. okay, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Bravo superfans Chrissy Teigen and John Legend for their take on the Below Deck opening montage, complete with Valor uniforms and John singing the theme from The Love Boat. Chrissy, you better be silver service and barista trained because I will be checking that CV, Missy. Honest to goodness. By the way, Chrissy looks super hot in that outfit. Like, my God. Tonight's shackle goes to Trump's press conference with Putin today, in which he announced that he holds both Russia and the U.S. responsible for Russia's hacking, a statement which is being called disgraceful and infuriating by both parties. I haven't seen a ginger fall so hard for a dictator since the king and I. Meanwhile, Tamara and Shannon are busy over here thinking about where they'd like to be handmaids, so we'll let you know. I want to thank Tamara, Shannon, and Aquaria for we are back. You're looking at the gorgeous Aquaria with singers behind the bar. Aquaria released the debut single, Burn Rubber. It's available now on iTunes and Spotify. The worldwide tour begins in August. You can go to Voss Events for tickets. That's
absolutely
fantastic. So happy for you. It was so fun judging your mini challenge.
Little hoedown, yee-haw moment.
It's really fun.
Very soon.
I'm also joined by Tamara and Shannon. Cannot believe it's season 13.
I know.
Did you join season 2 or 3?
3.
You joined season 3. Wow. That's incredible. And is this your 5th season? Yeah.
Yeah. And so we were doing the math, and if I make it one more season, if there is another show...
No, she did the math.
I'll be the third... No, we were all talking about it. In
You'll
Mexico,
be the
I'll be the third longest running OC. No one's made it past 5.
Is that right?
Yeah. They usually get canned at 5.
Yeah.
Did Gretchen make it 5? Gretchen, did
five,
she make,
five.
Gretchen
she
was 5.
And she got canned.
Yep.
Alexis made it how many?
4.
Like 2
4.
Seconds? What was it? I don't know.
4. Stop.
Let's go back
Stop.
To the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, caller.
Hi, my name is... Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Is it 10?
My name is Lucy and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Lucy, what's your question?
My question is for Shannon. You both look lovely tonight, ladies.
Thank you.
Shannon, now that you're single and a woman of a certain age, what dreams are going to come true for you now?
What dreams do you want to come true? Is that what she said?
Well, what does, you know, she was married most of her adult life, right. Poor thing. I just, what does she really want to do?
What do you want to do now that you're tied down? Okay. Now that you're not tied down.
Tied down. Okay, well, I've had amazing things happen. You'll see them this season. I had a business opportunity that's actually working out very well, so I'm blessed to have that. I'm just so grateful to have the people around me that I have now and the opportunities that I have. I mean, God had a plan for me, and I'm very blessed. I'm happy.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Macy, and I'm from Atlanta.
Hey, Macy, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Aquaria. I love you so much. I loved you on Drag Race. I'm seeing you in October, so I'm super excited for that.
Thank you.
I was wondering, if you were a housewife, what would your tagline be, and who would, like, your housewife frenemy be?
Okay. If I was a housewife, I think my tagline would be taken from The Vixen from my season and be, I'm not too vague, I'm too Vogue.
I love it. All right. She's got a lot of brains under that orange hair.
And a couple books.
Yes. Next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Emily, and I'm calling from Sparta, Wisconsin.
Hey, Emily, what's your question?
First of all, I have to say you're my Shiro. Andy, I love you. And Shannon, I'm sending you a lot of love, too.
Thank you.
My question is for Tamara.
Okay.
What advice did you give Shannon about going through a difficult divorce with young children?
Oh, wow. I mean, we've had many conversations about the right way and the wrong way and what to do with the children. And
all her predictions, and I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. On point. On point, because it's what happens in divorce.
Well, I've gone through it. I mean, and
wow.
There's a lot of similarities between our exes. So
really?
The advice that she gives me is invaluable. It's invaluable. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Do they know each other?
No.
No.
They're dating.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
What are you
doing to me? Leanne from Atlantic City.
Hey, Leanne, what's your question?
I was wondering if either of the ladies still talk to Heather, and if so, how does she feel about the rekindled friendship with Vicky?
You can answer that one.
I talk to Heather occasionally.
Okay.
And we haven't really talked about the friendship. No, we don't really talk about the show.
I saw her once out about a month ago.
Yeah.
That's
She's
seen the house.
I've never seen the house.
I've never been in.
Yeah, it's amazing. She texted me on our anniversary a couple weeks ago, our five-year wedding anniversary, and she said it was an amazing day for her and she's always been very
She texted me
very
when I launched my food line. Congratulations. Nice. So, no, very kind.
Okay.
No, I said very kind. Like, I meant it.
Maybe you should be kind back.
I am kind. Stop it now. Honestly. Honest to God.
More phone calls, controller? Okay. How would you two describe this season?
Oh, real. Like, I feel like it's just so much of just... We're getting along.
It's fun.
It's fun.
And you know what's crazy?
It's entertaining.
From episode apparently three until the very last episode, you see a little bit of craziness between amigas.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah. And I call it tough love.
Tell me about the new Housewives.
Go ahead, Shannon. Why don't you speak up first?
I'm going to.
Go ahead, Shannon.
I'm going to remain mum on this one.
Okay. Both of them are friends of mine.
Okay.
Kind of.
Not best friends.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just get that straight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not jealous.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay.
Clearly.
Gina.
Gina is a lot of fun. She is outspoken and
she's outspoken.
Do you not think she's outspoken?
Yeah, no, she is.
Oh, she's agreeing with that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think she's a ton of fun. Yeah. She's very New York.
Emily?
Emily is Shannon's favorite. Shannon loves Emily.
Why don't you give your opinion? And let's be honest.
Okay, I like a... I, I like
her. Let's be honest.
I do like her.
Okay. That. Okay. Let's just focus on the conversation we had like 2 hours ago.
No. All right. I want to thank Shannon and Tamara and Aquaria and Chris and Jacques. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.